Hey, you.
NASA.
Give me the Cyber Razor Cut.
A Cyber Razor Cut.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Oh, me sandwiches!
We'll be right back.
gentlemen, welcome to the internet. I am your host, Lewis Von Clark, otherwise known as The Sonic Yodel. I run a website called SegaDriven.com. Welcome to an hour of Sega-themed remixes brought to you via the media of Radio Sega. Have a night.
Yes, I played those songs in the wrong order, like a bit of a dick. As I introduced the night song first, it was played second, so that was very silly of me. Yes. So that was Akumayo Belmont's I'll Fly You, which is a remix of the Paternal Horn theme from Nights into Dreams. And prior to that, we had DJ's Wonderful Mind, Body and Soul, which is a remix of the Apotos theme from Sonic Unleashed. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm a bit of a weirdo, speaking to my laptop, and this is the Cyber Razor Cut. And now we're going to have more music. So, yes, that. Here's the end credits from Sonic 1.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Hello, I'm Sven.
Alright, welcome back to the show. That was Superior X's Liquid Hot Magma from the Sonic Zone Remix Comp. And before that, you had Nico CW and Sarshan's Sonic 1 Credits Remix, which is going to be included on a Sonic Generations mod that makes it all like Sonic 1.
I'm going to stop doing that for a moment so that we can talk about some serious things. Mega Driver have a new album coming out, and they have re-recorded Ken's theme from Sonic. Sorry, not Sonic, Streets of Rage. Not even Streets of Rage. Street Fighter 2. That's the one. Ken's theme is my favourite theme from Street Fighter 2 soundtrack, and the new version sounds quite dandy. You should probably go and check out their YouTube channel and have a little listen, and be on the lookout for the new Mega Drive album that should be coming out, hopefully, this year. Anyway,
back to the tunes!
We'll be right back. Hello, welcome back. That was Lightning Chaser, which is a Stage 1 remix from Gunstar Heroes, and it's by CJ the Music Dude. Before that, we had Benjamin Briggs and his Toxic Cave remix, and they're both really good. Right.
I'm going to stop doing that again, because I want to talk normally about things. This past weekend gone, I've been playing a lot of Sonic Lost World with my good friend Titans Creed, and we played the Wii U version through to completion, and it was quite good. It's been getting a lot of mixed reception from different outlets, and we quite enjoyed it. Very steep difficulty, must be said, and the controls take some getting used to, but a really well-designed game. And if you want to actually have a look at our opinions of it in more detail, then you can go to youtube.com/SegaDriven and check out the video we did, which gives a more detailed look at our impressions of the game. So there you go. Now, let us continue with more of the musics. I'm feeling a bit of Sonic Adventure 2 chiptune type action.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Oh, it's ever so good.
Hello. Welcome back to the Cyber Razor Cut. We just had Tefnik and Zircon's Streets of Rage 2 remix of Above Reason. And before that, we had Mixer Productions' lovely chiptune version of a song from Sonic Adventure 2, which I can't remember the title of. Let me quickly go and find that, because that might help, wouldn't it? I'll bollocks to it. I literally cannot be bothered to look for it at the moment. The important thing that I would like to discuss is I have been made aware of a group known as the Opus Science Collective. My good friend DJ Force X pointed me in their direction, and they are currently working on a Sega remix album called The Magical Sound Shower Project. You can find previews for this on YouTube and SoundCloud, and it sounds absolutely awesome at the moment. There's nothing available to download yet. I think they're going to make things available once the full project is online. So yeah, you can find them. You can find previews, like I said, on SoundCloud and YouTube, and you can also like them on Facebook. So search for the Opus Science Collective. It's sounding very, very good. Right, let us continue with some fantasy stuff. Hello. That was Carbohydro M's Limitless Skies, which is a Space Harrier remix. And prior to that, we had the opening theme from Phantasy Star 3, as done by the Sega Rocks Band. And I really like that a lot. More of that, please. So, I want to talk about this rather interesting little piece of news which has leaked recently. The Creative Assembly are working on an Aliens game as a follow-up to Aliens Colonial Marines, but I think the idea is it's its own beast, and they want Sega want to distance themselves as much from Colonial Marines as possible, as that was an absolute critical nightmare for them. The Creative Assembly, people known for making strategy games, are going to be making a new Aliens FPS, and it's called Alien Isolation, if I remember correctly. And it hasn't been officially announced yet, but there's been many leaks which seem to have come from Kotaku as to information about the game. So looking forward to that, actually. Nice to see the Creative Assembly do something different, and hopefully they can pull it off and make a decent game, because I love the Aliens franchise, and I hope there's something modern soon that actually does it some justice, because it'd be nice to have a bit of a FPS horror type Aliens action. So yeah, looking forward to that quite a bit. Right, let's have some more chiptune.
Thank you.
You just heard Mixer Productions' Sonic & Knuckles remix of Dancing Leaves from Wrist Up. The idea of those is that they use the Sonic 3 & Knuckles instrumentation and change it out for a different game. And prior to that, we had James Mann NG's Toyland Stage 1 remix, which I like a lot. Right, we are hastily running out of time. So I would like to leave you with this. Go onto SegaDriven.com and have a little look at the rather awesome beta for Toe Jam and Earl 3, which has been recently leaked. The beta was actually developed on Dreamcast, whereas the Fight Finish game came out for Xbox. So there was quite a lot of development time between the two. And the idea is, there's a chap on the chap that's found it is on the Assembler Games forum, and he's doing a fundraiser. If he meets the target, then he will share the digital version of the beta with everybody. So that will be nice. If you want to get involved with that, check the details on my news post at sagadriven.com. Anyway, thank you very much for listening in to another edition of the Cyber Razor Cut, putting up with my ridiculous voices. I hope you've enjoyed the hour of Sega remixes. But alas, it must come to an end. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and now, an hour of chanting.